seem odd to find an Egyptian-style building in downtown Nashville. The story becomes even more unique when you learn the type of building it is. We go there on this edition of The American Countryside. Planting season is just around the corner now, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you of my friends at Wilcross. It's the brand we've used on our farm for over two decades. Do you have non-GMO beans to sell or want to grow non-GMO beans for a premium this coming season? Give Wilcross a call. Whether you grow conventional or GMO beans, Wilcross offers great opportunities. You can get the details by calling Randy Baker at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. Of course, if you're a corn grower, keep in mind my friends at AgriGold, the corn specialist. When all you do is corn, you can look at it from every angle. It's corn 360 degrees. To find out more about the new giant hybrids that are standing out in yield trials, go to AgriGold.com. Wilcross soybeans and AgriGold corn are a winning combination on your fields. Contact your local Wilcross or AgriGold dealer, and always remember to follow all label directions. Ken Locke is the pastor of one of Nashville's oldest churches.
Presbyterians have been worshiping God on this corner of downtown Nashville since about 1814.
The first two churches burned, so in 1848, the congregation turned to William Strickland, architect of the state's capital, to design this third church building.
The church fathers went to him and they said, "Bill, tell us what's new in church architecture." And he said, "There's this thing called Egyptian Revival." Egyptian Revival was to the 1840s what leisure suits were to the 1970s.
The church liked the idea of Egyptian architecture for the new church.
If you were to walk into the sanctuary, you would see huge floor-to-ceiling stained glass windows depicting palm trees and lotus blossoms. And all around the church, you would see winged cobras with a sun disk in the middle, the hieroglyph for the sun god.
Pastor Locke says people sometimes ask, why do you have pagan architecture in a Christian church?
My sort of comical response is that we have no record of Jesus ever going to Athens, to Jerusalem, or New England, which means that Greek Revival, Roman Revival, and New England Plain are all pagan architectural styles. However, we do have a record in Matthew's Gospel of Jesus going to Egypt, which means ours is the only true church architecture.
The downtown Presbyterian Church is still an active congregation. And next time, we go inside the Egyptian-style church to see their unique ministry in this city's downtown. Traveling the countryside in Nashville, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McCray.